Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Busy night at Matches Desk. Carl is here with all today's sports news.
Yeah, hugely busy night on the GAA front as well, unusually for so early in the year. But we're going to start with the Premier League because Harry Kane has moved closer to a record. He scored two of Tottenham's second half goals when they beat Crystal Palace 4-0 last night. The England captain has now scored 264 goals for Spurs, just two behind Jimmy Greaves' long-standing club record. Irish international Matt Doherty scored, so did Son Heung-min. They've been waiting a while for him to score. Afterwards, Harry Kane reflected on their victory.
Yeah, well, I feel we started the game well. We started on the front foot, we switched the ball well, created a few half chances. So it was more just getting back to that. They had a spell kind of about 25, 30 minutes in where they got on top, and it was just moving the ball quick, getting runs in behind, and then just quality in the final third, you know. Great to keep a clean sheet, and then it was down to, you know, the boys in the final third to try and make something happen, and that's what we've done. Well, I think these are the games, you know, if you go 1-0 behind, you can find it really difficult to get back into it. So we scored at a really important time in the game, and then we've done it well this season. Whenever we've kind of got one, we've managed to get a second one not far behind. So yeah, really, really good win. The games are coming thick and fast, so it was nice to get 3 points here.
That's Harry Kane. And Nottingham Forest recorded their first away win of the season with a 1-0 victory at bottom of the table, Southampton. Forest are up to 15th. They brought in a whole new squad, effectively, and they've settled well now. Their manager, Steve Cooper, reflects on their performance.
A bit of everything, to be honest. I think slow start early on. We give up that chance, which was completely self-inflicted. I think it was Che Adams that got in, but we missed equally a good chance with Brennan just after. When the game settled, I thought we were by far the better team. First half looked a real threat. Obviously, you know, scored a good goal, good, brilliant decision making from Brennan, and Ty was there to put it in. And second half, we wanted to keep that going. We didn't want to come off. Yeah, we had to show a bit of heart and soul. We had to defend the box. I mean, I don't think Dean has made a save. I might be wrong, but I don't think it's a shot on goal. Yeah, so to come away from home, win 1-0, you know, I challenged the players and myself to say, like, let's not shy away from the fact that we've not picked up enough points away from home, and we're going to have to start doing that. So we wanted to face up to that, and we didn't think about Southampton and league positions and all that sort of stuff. It was just about us being what we were tonight, and because of that, we got the rightful result.
Now, Wolves and Aston Villa drew 1-1 at Villa Park. Wolves led for most of the game and looked to be heading for an important victory that would have moved them out of the bottom three, but substitute Danny Ings got a late equaliser for Aston Villa, and then real drama in the closing moments when Villa's Leon Bailey rounded the Wolves goalkeeper but put the ball wide. Bailey ended up in tears after the miss. West Ham remained just outside the drop zone. They had a good 2-2 draw at Leeds United. Leeds are 14th now, but manager Jesse Marsh wasn't happy.
In the first half, if we were better, we could have commanded the game more. And when we got in the lead, if we were clearer and sharper and cleaner and more confident, we could have, you know, expanded on the lead and take control of the match. But we make a bad decision, a series of bad decisions on the ball that invites them back in the match. We play backwards too much. We invite them into our end, and then we make a mistake in our box, and it's 1-1. Coming out of halftime, I challenge them to be brave. We give away the first play. We go down 2-1, and then we look like a team that can play. But it was, for me, I don't understand why we can't look like that from the start, and why it takes us to get our backs against the wall for us to start to perform the way that we know we can.
Yeah, so Leeds on 17 points, Southampton bottom of 12, Wolves of 14, Everton and West Ham 15, Bournemouth 16, so Leeds still far from safe. In Italy, Napoli lost their first league game of the season. An Edin Dzeko header gave Inter Milan a 1-0 victory. Now, a hugely busy night on the GAA inter-county front. Lots of experimental team selection. Still, is it a crisis? Kerry conceded 5 goals in the McGrath Cup days after their holiday. Cork won by 5-11 to 14 points. Colm O'Callaghan scored 2-4 from midfield for Cork. Limerick footballers beat Waterford easily as well, 4-14 to 9 points. In Leinster's O'Byrne Cup, very busy night. Big crowd saw Dublin beat Wicklow by 2-15 to 9 points. Colm O'Rourke's first game in charge of Meath saw them finish strongly to beat Carlow by 16 points to 1-9. Kildare beat Wexford 1-18 to 11 points. Louth just got the better of Westmeath 1-8 to 9 points. And Longford had a big win over Laois 3-18 to 13 points. In Ulster's McKenna Cup, Down beat Monaghan and Castle Blaney by 2-10 to 12 points. Tyrone had a 7-point win over Fermanagh. and Armagh, with a crowd of over 4,500, beat Antrim by 220 to 2-8. Meanwhile, Galway hurlers will play Roscommon in the Connacht League final at the weekend after they had a big win over New York. In rugby, Munster out-half Ben Healy will join Edinburgh at the end of the season after turning down a contract offer to remain with his province. Healy qualifies to play for Scotland and has been the subject of interest from both Glasgow and Edinburgh in recent seasons. Finally, in tennis, Novak Djokovic is again set to miss two big ATP events at Indian Wells and the Miami Open after United States travel authorities extended the requirement for non-US nationals to be vaccinated.